Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
There's a lot of things that in and of itself is not a sin, but a lot of things are not profitable either at that particular time and place, and we will not be brought under the power of anything or any food. Amen? Right? Or any drink or any drug. I mean, if methamphetamines or heroin is running your life, then Jesus is not. Did you hear me? If you serve crack, you're not serving Jesus. Is that right? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. I mean, understand, somebody is addicted to heroin full out. I mean, that's their God. Do anything to serve it. Right? Well, then you're not serving God. How many are so glad Jesus has come and He set us free? And we don't have to serve sin. We don't have to serve drugs. We don't have to serve drink. We don't have to serve a sexual desire. We don't have to serve food. We serve Jesus. And He's given us control over our flesh, over our desires. It's freedom. I said it's freedom. And we can control and possess our vessel in sanctification and honor. Helps you keep and maintain your honor, doesn't it? People don't respect you when you have no control. Have you noticed that? You guys respect me, but I could lose respect quickly with you. If I came in here and said, well, you know, I had two affairs last month. I'm sorry, but I just had such strong desires. What could that hurt me? In the people's eyes, your eyes. Are you going to look at me if I come in 6 months later and say, well, I blew it again. I'm sorry. But two more affairs. Would that affect your respect for me? Yes. It would. Yeah. Right? Yeah. No matter what we might try to say, and if I come and say, I'm sorry and I'm sincere and I repent, it's still going to affect. You can say, you forgive me. We can say, let's try to get by it, but you are going to respect me less. And it's no different with you. Did you hear me? It will cost you in your honor and your respect if you don't control your appetites and if you don't control your desires. That's why even the Apostle Paul, with all the knowledge and faith and anointing that he had, he said, I've got to keep this body under control. Or elsewise, I could become disqualified to do what I do. But thank God, I don't go to bed in fear that I'm going to blow it. Amen. I don't lose any sleep thinking, man, I hope I don't mess up. Man, I hope I don't mess. No. Faith is a rest. And I know greater is He that's in me and He that's in the world. Amen. Thanks be unto God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Said out loud, I can. Keep my body under control. I am not a servant to sin. I am not a slave to my desires or my feelings. I'm in control in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. It's good to be in control instead of out of control. Can say no. Right? Can say no. Well, how about another one of these? No, no, thank you. That's enough. Aren't you going to finish that? No, thank you. I've had enough. Don't you want a drink? No, thank you. How about a toke? No, thank you. You want a snort? Nope. In control. Amen? No. In control. Now, let's go on today. This evening, I should say, to touch on something else. If you haven't been with us, we're in the middle of a series, and we talked about grace and faith. And we've also been talking about vision and desire. Let's go on to talk about a further note about vision and desire. Go to Isaiah, the 62nd chapter, please. Isaiah 62. Isaiah 62. Isaiah 62 and verse 10. Let me read verse 4 before I do that. This is a wonderful verse. Help set you up for that next one. Verse 4 says, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, neither shall your land any more be termed desolate, but you shall be called Hephzibah." That means my delight is in her. "And your land Beulah." That means married. "For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married." Does the Lord delight in us?
Yes.
Are we part of the bride of Christ here at this church?
Yes,
we are. Are we married?
Yes.
Do we have a husband?
Yes.
Does he delight in us? Like, oh, thank God, he delights in us. Say it out loud, he delights in us. God thinks about Faith Life Church, he smiles. And other churches too. Verse 10, go through the gates, prepare ye the way of the people, cast up the high way. Everybody say highway.
Highway.
Gather out the stones, lift up a standard for the people. Did you hear that phrase? Lift up a standard for the people. Say it out loud. Lift up a standard for the people. Let's say that two more times. Lift up a standard for the people. Once again. Lift up a standard for the people. If you study the New Testament, we were reading there in 2 Thessalonians during offering time about being an example. Do you remember other places in the scriptures, New Testament, that talk about being an example? They're numerous. Be an example of the believer in love and purity and faith and etc. Be an example. Paul talked about being an example for people to follow. And he exhorted the elders, be examples. Are you and I to be examples?
Yes, sir.
In every area?
Yep.
We are. People are watching us. Aren't they? Our family members are watching us. Our relatives are watching us. Our neighbors are watching us. Our co-workers on the job are watching us. And we are to set the standard in front of them for how somebody ought to live.
Amen.
Is that right? Now, when you talk about this, people usually take a little bit of a mournful tone. When you say, you know, we're supposed to be example, people go, yeah, we're supposed to be. That kind of sounds defeated, don't it?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're not being, and you know you're not. Do you know what that is? That's condemnation. And condemnation does not work. Condemnation doesn't produce results. Condemnation destroys your faith. Oh, it's a terrible thing. Oh, it's an awful thing. One of the worst things could happen to you is condemnation, being in guilt and in shame. You can't be an overcomer. Your faith won't work. 1 John 3 said, if our heart condemns us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. If our heart doesn't condemn us, what if your heart does condemn you? Then you don't have confidence toward God, and you don't receive what you ask. This is one of the biggest problems in the church. With that question, one of the biggest problems, and one of the biggest problems individually with people, why they don't get results. Guilt. Shame. Embarrassment. No, friend, it's not, yeah, We are to be a good example. We are to do better. Do you hear the tone of that? Now see, we've heard that so much. I grew up hearing that in church. Supposed to live right in front of people on the job. You know you're not supposed to do that. You know you're supposed to do this. You know. Everybody go, amen. Sad but true. Help, Lord. You got to quit that sinning. You got to live right in front of people. Else they won't know. Yeah. And people will feel bad in mass. They will feel bad and they will leave and they will not change. Did you hear me? And they'll come back next week and feel bad some more. And leave and not change. Not change. Condemnation does not work. Condemnation is not the will of God. Faith works. Amen. So what I'm saying is you got to hear the word in faith instead of hearing it in condemnation. You got to hear the word in righteousness consciousness instead of hearing it in sin consciousness. It's amazing how people can read, they can read 50 chapters and all they get out of 50 chapters is they find two verses that said, woe, woe, woe unto thee. And they focus on that and not see anything else. Right? And if you're a child of God, walking with God, the woe doesn't even apply to you. He wasn't even talking to you.
Thank you, Lord.
But we're supposed to be examples. We're supposed to hold the standard. We're supposed to go, yeah, and we can, and we are, and we will. We are, and we'll hold it higher. Amen. Believing that God will help us. Believing that we love Him enough to commit and follow through. And that He loves us enough to grace us and strengthen us and show us Him. And we know we don't have to get it all figured out by the end of the week. And if we fail, come short in some area, we won't quit. We'll just step up and ask God to help us better next time and we'll get it. Amen. And we'll stay with it until we get it.
Yeah.
Right?
Amen.
If we're not fully there in 6 months, so. Or a year or five. God looks at the heart.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Standard, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R206. That's R206, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.